It's time for a special Food Corner edition of The Latest Health, being sponsored by First Citizens Bank and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, which is located in Warren St. Michael, where if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, that's where you should be taking your feet, where podiatrist Louise Robinson is waiting to make sure that your feet don't fail you. But you might be saying to yourself,
why does get my feet pedicure already? So what's the difference between a pedicure and going to a podiatrist?
We put that question to podiatrist Louise.
Well, obviously, pedicures are nice for everyone. You know, it's a nice cosmetic treatment and it's relaxing and having your nails painted. But, you know, we as podiatrists, we can look at preventing, which is really important when we come to diabetes. We need to do more prevention. We shouldn't be waiting for the problem to happen. So as soon as you hear that you've got diabetes, you should be having foot checks. We can do that. We can look at fungal infections. We can look at bunions and we can look at your ingrown toenails. We can prescribe medication and we can even put inserts into your shoes to help you walk better. We treat plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, and most important, when those people who sadly have already lost a limb, it's podiatrists the ones can help rebalance your walking and put inserts into your shoes to help you walk again. So there's a massive difference between podiatrist and pedicure. So we shouldn't really, I'm not saying we shouldn't go and have our feet painted pretty, but when it comes to about diabetes, we need to have a closer look. So we should be doing the toenail cutting, because if sadly they're cut by somebody else who doesn't realise there's been a cut made in the foot, we send that patient home. It only takes 72 hours for an infection to occur, and then when it's missed, that's how amputations happen.
So Louise, how often should a diabetic look to go to a podiatrist?
Well, it depends on the person. So there's different risks. So we call it low, medium and high. So somebody who's a low risk has got, they can feel the feet, there's no numbness, they've got all their digits on the end of the toes, their sugar levels are under control, they're quite mobile and they're fit. So they'll be considered as low risk. But then we'll move up to a medium risk, where they might lose the sensations or the toes might be slightly deformed or retracted. So that's when the toes then become under fire when they're walking. So when they're walking, they're not walking on the balls of the feet, they're walking and hitting the toes. And when someone has had an ulcer, that becomes a medium risk. But high risk is when you've already lost a limb, you're at risk of losing another one or going further up the leg. You've got no sensations. You've got diabetic neuropathy, your sugar levels are out of control, your blood pressure's out of control, body continence, that's gone. They should be seeing us every 3 months. Medium risk, every 6 months, and low risk, every 12 months. Those are the guidelines, but it saves lives. It will save if people just stick to those quick checks. Don't take long. You know, we can do the assessments very quickly, but we can tell a lot in that short time of how the disease is progressing. And people need to start checking in and putting money aside to come and have the feet checked.
So that's why you should make that appointment early in 2025 to get your feet checked out at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time, with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, First Citizens Bank, they put you first. This has been The Latest Health. How long have you had diabetes, Deborah?
A couple years back.
So tell us about your experience at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
My experience is that when time was being out there, the foot began to improve a lot, heal and everything. It's very nice to me. I would ask anybody, I want the whole body to go to the diabetic center.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier with First Citizens Bank. We'll be your partners for more of what matters. Turn the key to your new dream home. Get a mortgage, vehicle, or easy cash loan. The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier with First Citizens Bank.
Apply online at firstcitizensgroup.com or visit a branch today. First Citizens, we put you first.